mission trip. So I was helping her to do the packing. All of a sudden, in Italy, we heard the news. There was a terrorist attack in Bangkok. Right in the middle of the city center, in one of our temples, some terrorists planted a few bombs there at the expo. Quite a few people died, including people from Hong Kong. So I was talking to her and said, oh, would there be any issues? She said, probably fine. We're going to the north of Thailand, quite safe. So I said, fine. So the next day, I was taking her to the airport, and before we left, she said, honey, something is not right. I said, what do you mean? She said, look at your t-shirt, look at your shirt. It's a bit old. It's not long enough. The sleeve is short. Are you sure you want to go to the airport like that? I said, yeah, fine. I'm not going in. I just let you off. And I'm going to be, go back to the hospital and get changed. So no one will see my t-shirt because I'm going to change the costume. So I left her at the airport and on my way to flying back to the hospital. 5 minutes before I arrived, I received a phone call. It's from the government. And they said, Dr. Leung, where are you? I said, I'm just 5 minutes away from the hospital. They said, we want you to go to the airport right now. I said, what's that for? We want you to go to Thailand to represent the Hong Kong government to help the victim. I said, how much time do I have? They said, 1 hour. So just go home, grab your passport, and go to the airport. So I went home quickly, grabbed my passport, arrived at the airport, checked in, and the next thing I knew was the government representative said, oh, there's a group of reporters. We want you to speak to them before you board on the plane. So I said, fine. I was walking, I saw two girls over there. I said, it's easy. And they said, no, not me. It's over there. And look at that sign, 16 to 18 reporters with lots of camera and microphone. And then look at me. The shirt was not long enough. And it's a bit old. And they want me to be in the camera. So, brothers, next time, listen to your wife. When your wife tells you something, you listen carefully. So when they spoke to the reporter, really trembling. It's the first time I need to face the media like that. And a lot of questions they asked me. And some of the paper is a bit like the Mirror, Sun, in this country. They're quite anti-establishment. So they tried to find something that can like make the government look bad. So they asked me a lot of questions. What is your plan? What are you going to do? Are you going to take any action when you arrive Bangkok? You don't have any jurisdiction. You are not a medical in Bangkok. What's the point in going there? So I thought, this is not good. The Holy Spirit gave me just one word. So I said, bring them home. That's what we do. Bring all of them back home. Die, dead, or alive. Bring them home. Now, why is this so important? Deep down in our heart, home is something that is very, very, very important. Can we do the first slide? So the topic I'm talking about today is home. I'm talking about our spiritual home. We all brother and sister in Life Center. Can I ask you a question? Next slide, please. Are you home? Do you feel that you are at home at Life Center? Do you feel that you are at home at Life Center? Is Life Center Livingston your spiritual home? Do you feel something different when you're coming to worship, when we have fellowship together? Do you feel something different? Is this your home? So the next question is, next slide please. What is home? Quite naturally, we'll feel home means family, brother and sister, together in a place. So, when you think of family, what do you think? harmony, loving, love, caring? I don't think so. I don't think so.
Next slide, please.
Home is actually a place that disagreement is inevitable. And mistakes will be made. Why? Because we know those are brothers and sisters. We don't need to be on guard every time. We say what we feel like we want to say. And therefore, disagreement is inevitable. Mistake will be made. Sometimes we say something that we don't really mean to. We don't intend to, but we say it, and then we find back, oh, sorry. I should have done that. Home is where you feel like you're the family. Spiritual home, spiritual family. But disagreement is inevitable. And you would do and you would say something that you would regret. So how do we tackle it? Next slide, please. Imagine I had a fight with my sister. Really, really bad one. Can I say that she's not my sister anymore? No, I cannot. Because we're the same name. She will be always called Mrs. Lin. Mrs. Lin, sorry. Yeah, she will always be called Mrs. Lin, no matter what happened. Same. In church, if we make mistake, and if we have something that we don't agree, we go back to our Father. We are all united under His name. It's not because of who we are. It's because we are all His children. We share His name. And here's something that I want to say. In Life Center, in the church, we come from different backgrounds, different race. Our upbringing is all different. So naturally, there are a lot of things we may not agree with one another. And as I said, we would make mistakes and we say something that we don't intend to. And I would like to take this opportunity on behalf of church and leadership. I would like to tell all of you, if ever we say something that we were not meant to say, we have no intention to hurt any of you. But sometimes we will say something that unintentionally hurts brothers and sisters. And I apologize. Please, please forgive us. If we say something that hurts you or make you feel uncomfortable, we were not meant to. We were not meant to hurt any of you. So please, please forgive us. I'm saying this on behalf of leadership. Especially comment that you made if you feel that you're hurt. Please, please forgive us. This is a family. We really have no intention to hurt any of the brothers and sisters. And yet, mistakes were made. And I'm sure we may make some more mistakes in the coming days. But please remember we are family. This is our spiritual home. And it's very, very important that we recognize this point. Let's look at some scripture. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. If we confess our sins, He's faithful and just, and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. So when someone confess and ask for forgiveness, we forgive. What happened to someone who do not think that they have done something wrong? They're not confessing. Do we forgive them? Yes, we do. Yes, we do. They may not think that they have done something wrong. They may not even have confessed. But we forgive them, because that's what Jesus did. In Luke Gospel chapter 23, verse 34, and Jesus was on the cross, and he said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. We forgive our brother and sister, even though they haven't realized they make mistakes, even though they have not confessed yet. We forgive them because Jesus has said. If we want to be united in the church, we want to feel this is home, there's no other way apart from understanding that we are all under his name and we forgive people who offend us, even if they have not confessed, even if they have not felt that they have done something wrong. We forgive them anyway and move on. I can't see any other way. Next time, please. It comes to the second point. Every home has our values. This is our values. This is the vision and mission of Life Center. Why is it so important? When I arrived back in this country in 2021, I was praying to God. I said, tell me where should I go, which church should I go to? And I found Livingston. And the first thing I did was to find out the vision and mission of Life Center. And 100% agree with them. And that's why I joined the church. Think about it. Your home, someone coming to your place and saying that, oh, I don't like this, I don't like that, I don't agree with that, can you change that? How would you feel? Come on, this is my home. This is my place. We have our value and our rules. I remember 2 years ago in this building, in this community center, there were a couple of people from Hong Kong, and of course their Christian brother and sister. They came in. So Ellie and I were very, very excited. We got to know them, exchange telephone number, and say, oh, so maybe we can have a Zoom meeting like this evening. We can share with you like what's our church like and what's our vision and mission. It was a disaster. In that evening when we had a show meeting, I think they did a bit of research, and the way that they talked to us or the way that they behaved was, you guys are cowards. I don't really believe what you guys are doing, alright? They don't believe in speaking in tongues. They don't believe in healing and miracle. They don't believe in prophecy. So the way they speak to us was, you guys are like cows. What are you doing here? How do you feel? I was deeply, deeply, deeply hurt. Not just because someone treated me like going to cows, but also because we are originally from the same place. I was deeply hurt and disappointed. This is just one of the examples I would like to share with all of you. This place, Life Center, we have our vision and mission. We have our values. We would like you to all share these values in this place. Please respect our value. So what happens if people don't?
Next slide, please. They are our neighbor. They are not our enemy. They are not our enemy. Those few brothers and sisters, although I feel deeply hurt and disappointed, they are not my enemy. They are still my brothers and sisters in Christ. It's just that they don't share my core value. They don't share the value of life center. But they are not my enemies. I need to treat them as my neighbors, spiritual neighbors. This is the second point I would like to share with you. There's a lot of people, a lot of Christian brothers and sisters, they go to different churches. They will see us differently. They may share this vision and mission and values with us. They don't have to. They don't have to. We respect their decision. We respect them going to other churches. So I see them as our spiritual neighbors. They may not respect us, but it doesn't mean that I treat them as enemy. I respect them as neighbor. And as neighbor, what did Jesus say? You love them. Just to see. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. Let's come to the third point. I know Melvin and Marita may not like to talk about this, so I use this opportunity to share with all. When you come to church, tithing is very, very, very important. It's a must. Not that God needs our money. Not that life center needs our money. God has all the resources in it. But we need to tithe. Why? First of all, this is what Jesus commanded. Secondly, Jesus said that, God said that this provides opportunity for God to bless us. A lot of people don't understand. I didn't understand. When I was young, when I was a junior doctor, give you an example. If every month you earn £4,000. You give £400 as tithe. How would you feel? I felt difficult. I felt so difficult. Goodness me, £400 per month. I tried to think of some excuse not to do it. I tried to think of any other way I can go around, tax free. No, there's no other way. It's God's command. Tithing, because what God wants to bless you. And I still remember my pastor saying that, son, you got it all wrong. You earn £4,000 per month, you pay £400, you felt bad. Tell you what, in about 20 years' time, you will earn £24,000 per month. That means you need to tithe £2,400 per month. Now, if you can't do it now, how can God trust you with all His blessing that you will do that in the future? He was absolutely right. Tithing is very, 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 very important. Not that God needs our money. He wants to bless us. In Life Center, I remember every year we have AGM, we will share with you all the breakdown in the church, our income, our expenditure. I remember I said that during the AGM. Look at the breakdown. In this church, Pastor Melvin, Pastor Marika, they have taken zero from the church in the past years. That means they have been serving the church, they've been serving God's kingdom without taking any salary in the past. That means every penny we tithe all go to His kingdom. And if we can't even do that in the Life Center, when you go to other church, when you live a paid pastor, how will you feel? And sometimes we think of different excuses. Remember I said I was struggling to make a tithe. So I said, any tax-free way to do it? Can I do it the other way? Or I told my wife, well, £400. Now how about because I have contributed £100 to all the other organizations, I've actually sent another £100 to the church back in China to support the Christian. So that means, can I just pay £200 this month to my church? No, this is not how it works. You can pay as much as you want outside the 10% tithe to your local church, to your family, to your home. Let me say it again. Not that Life Center need that money. Not that God need your money. It's the only way God can bless you. Because He said, test me. Test me on this. And you will see the blessing coming from heaven. Brother and sister, if you treat Life Center as a home, as a spiritual home, there's a few things I would like to take as a take-home message today. First of all, we all make mistakes. We all have some disagreement, but we forgive one another anyway, because that's the command. Second, Life Center has our core values, our mission and vision. We believe in the Holy Spirit as much as the Scripture. We believe both. We believe in healing and miracle. We believe in speaking in tongues. We expect people respect us. But even if they don't understand, they don't agree, we respect them back. We don't treat them as enemies. We have our value. We keep that. And therefore, when people come to our home, we hope that they respect our value as well. And last one, remember the time. This is so important so that God can bless you. It's a channel of blessing. The reason I come up with this topic today is I've seen Life Center gone through different ups and downs in the past few years. I joined the church in 2021. And I remember at one point we were still in the nightclub having our Sunday service. We were down to 8 people. It was quite discouraging. And I couldn't understand. I said, God, are we doing something not right? Have we made any mistakes? We are all your people, and I see this church is really to advance the kingdom of God. What is happening? But remember the Holy Spirit said, not that you have done something wrong, it's that the blessing will be coming soon. You are in a different season. But remember to sit tight and hold on to all the values, vision and mission I've given you as a church. I remember Melvin always said, Living Sims has the lowest church attendance in the whole Scotland. It's not something that we can change it instantly. It takes time. It takes a lot of prayer, a lot of hard working, and outreaching. And that's exactly what we're doing. Every other 2 weeks, we'll go to Life Center, we'll do our outreach. I don't know whether you have tried it before. It's not easy. You're holding your mic, you are singing, you are giving leaflets to strangers. A couple of times I remember, my wife and I were very excited trying to pass one leaflet to some stranger. Once, they flip it away. And another time, I remember a lady walked by and said, "You're blocking my way. Move out." Why do we do that? Why are we still doing it every fortnight? Because we believe it's the right thing to do. We believe this is the right thing to do. We trust in the Holy Spirit, and we have this commandment to preach the gospel, to hand out the blind, we sow seeds. This battle is not an easy battle. But every time, we will come home. This is our spiritual home, where we support one another and we share these values. It's a very, very simple message today, but I'm hoping that we will all united one way or another. We will still have our differences. We will still have disagreement in different topics. And we may still say something that would hurt others unintentionally. But please, please forgive us. And please remember, no place is like home. This is our spiritual home. Going back to the story, in that year, I spent almost 2 weeks in Thailand. I ended up bringing 2 bodies and 6 severely injured patients back to Hong Kong. Think of the feelings. They were eventually home. This is so important. Even for those who are dead, I make sure their body is transferred back to Hong Kong safely, with respect. This is what will you do when you treasure your home. It's a place you would long to go. But nothing is more important than our heavenly home. This is our spiritual home at this juncture, at this moment. Something even bigger, greater, waiting for us in the future. Jesus said, there's all room for all of us, each of us here, each of us. And he said, if there's not enough room, I will tell you. So he guaranteed one day we will have our heavenly home. But meanwhile, this is our spiritual home. Life Center is our home. Please remember this.